USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. Navy continues searching for a sailor who went missing from the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz during its patrol of the Northern Arabian Sea amid current tensions with Iran. The crew aboard the Nimitz sounded the man overboard alert on Sunday after being unable to find the sailor aboard that nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. The Nimitz is America's oldest aircraft carrier in active service, and it has over 5,000 sailors and Marines. The Nimitz, whose home port is Bremerton, Washington, has been in the Arabian Sea since late July. It replaced the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, which had spent months in the Arabian Sea on its deployment that saw the carrier break the Navy's previous at-sea record. Navy officials continue to limit port calls during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Wildfires have now burned a record 2 million acres in California this year, and the danger for more destruction is so high, the U.S. Forest Service announced it's closing all 8 national forests in the southern half of the state. California is parched heading into the fall and what is normally the most dangerous time of the year for wildfires. 2 of the 3 largest fires in state history are burning in the San Francisco Bay Area. More than 14,000 firefighters are battling those fires and dozens of others around California. An attorney representing Jacob Blake says Senator Kamala Harris' visit with the family was inspirational and uplifting. Attorney Ben Crump said Blake joined the conversation by phone from his hospital bed. Blake remains hospitalized after being shot in the back 7 times by a White Kenosha police officer while authorities were trying to arrest him. Crump says Harris talked about policy changes she and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will seek and encourage family members to continue to use their voices to help systemic racism. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Emotionally charged messages from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on quitting smoking have had major impacts, and John Clements reports.
The CDC analyzed data on the campaign's impact on quit attempts as well as sustained quits. The lead author of the so-called TIP study is Dr. Rebecca Murphy-Hafer.
You know, TIP is effective. Our new study results show that during 2012 through 2018, the TIPS campaign was associated with an estimated 16.4 million quit attempts and more than 1 million sustained quits among U.S. adults.
The TIPS campaign featured people like Susan Nimoy, the widow of Leonard Nimoy, best known for his role as Spock on Star Trek. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte pardoned a United States Marine convicted of killing a transgender woman in that country nearly 6 years ago, sparking condemnation from activists who described the move as a mockery of justice. Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton was jailed in 2015 for killing Jennifer Laud near a former U.S. Navy base. A trial court signed off on his early release for good conduct, but was blocked by an appeal from Laud's lawyers. Presidential spokesman Harry Roque said Duterte had erased the punishment, but the conviction of Pemberton stands. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.